Now, a few moments ago, I welcomed the boys and girls, children into our service, and I want to extend that welcome to you again for a few moments. I'm going to stand here and say a few things to you as our choir gets ready to sing for us here in just a few moments, a very special song for this Sunday. As I said earlier, today we celebrate, we honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. I consider it one of the joys and privileges of my life to have seen him just on one occasion, not too long before he was very tragically killed, but I still carry that memory with me all these many years later. There were also lots of other people in our country, in the history of the story of our country, that did a lot for the cause of racial justice, and the one the choir's going to sing for us about in just a minute was a woman named Harriet Tubman. But let me tell you a little bit about her before they sing for us. Harriet Tubman was probably born, we don't know the exact year, right around 1820. She was African-American woman, which means that she was born in 1820. She was born into slavery. She was born as a slave, and she wasn't too old before her job came to be taking care of some of the babies, the children, in the home of the person who owned her, her master. The stories that get told about her life, probably true was, master was not a very kind person, and whenever any of the children would cry, it was Harriet who would receive a beating for that, because somebody thought it was her fault. These kids were crying. That was the kind of way that that was how she grew up. That was what she had to deal with. She got a little older. She was able to marry. She had some children, a couple, two or three sons, I believe. And then she learned that she was going to be sold to another place, which meant she would be separated from her family. And she decided she couldn't handle that. And so she, one night, made an escape to freedom. She was being held slavery in the state of Maryland. And she got up to Pennsylvania and got to Philadelphia and got herself a job. And she was a free woman and probably could have stayed there for the rest of her life, but she decided instead she wanted the rest of her family. So she would make these trips back down to Maryland to bring the rest of her family up. And as she was doing that, she became involved in something called the Underground Railroad. You know what the Underground Railroad was? Anybody? Yeah, what's that? Exactly right, it's a safe place for slaves. Now when we hear about railroad today, we think about rails on tracks, kind of like what they got over on the other side of Canal Street. This is not that kind of railroad. This was a place, as you said, where people would offer their homes for slaves who were escaping to freedom to hide. And the reason it was called underground, because they would usually hide down in what's called a cellar. They didn't call it basements, they would call it a cellar. Because you stored food. And so they would hide in the cellar until it was safe enough for them to move to the next house, where they'd hide in another cellar. Up to a safe place. And Harriet Tubman, in the trip she made back and forth from Philadelphia, from the Pennsylvania area, down into Maryland and other places to help them, she said that she rescued something like 300 slaves. And her line on that was, "I have helped run the Underground Railroad and I never lost a passenger." The Civil War came along, and because she was so good at moving back and forth in that way between the North and the South, she actually became a spy for the Union Army. She was called General Tubman for a time because of that. It's a wonderful, amazing woman. After the war, she settled in Auburn, New York, and with the help of Abraham Lincoln's Secretary of State, Mr. Seward, she was able to purchase a house there, and she spent the rest of her life still helping, caring for free slaves who, in many ways, their lot wasn't a whole lot better in life after they'd been free than before. And her house is now in Auburn, New York. It's a National Historic Landmark. You can go there and see the house where Harriet Tubman lived for the remaining years of her life after the Civil War. I haven't been there myself, but I want to do that. So on this Sunday, when we think about and we honor and we remember the life of Martin Luther King, we want to think about the many, many people who also went before him as well and also spent their lives working for the cause of racial justice and freedom and equality. And so our choir is going to sing a song about Harriet Tubman. I'm going to sit down here and listen to it with the rest of you. Okay, thank you.